I'm Ken Rogers with the Market Review for Monday, July 26th, where we ended mixed in the grains and higher in the livestock trade. Started out all about weather and also some crop progress and condition reports showing corn and soybeans could be even a little better as some timely rains hit some places in anticipation of a very much warm front working its way through much of the High Plains and Corn Belt region this week. On the board, September corn was up 2.5 at 549 3/4, December up 3 3/4, 546 3/4. August soybeans up 11 3/4, 1412 3/4, November up 6 cents at 1357 3/4. The August soybean meal is unchanged, 353.60. August soybean oil was up 77.66.43. Now the negativity was in the wheat pit in both Chicago and Kansas City. Spring wheat tour going on in the Dakotas and the north area. We'll find out what early reports are later on, and then the final guesstimation. We know that almost all the spring wheat area is under a very much drought condition. September Chicago wheat down 7, 677. December down 6 3/4, 686 3/4. September Kansas City wheat also down 7, 639. December down 6 3/4, 650 1/2. Somewhat bullish news in the livestock trade after Friday's reports kept cattle stronger. October live cattle up 205 on Monday, 129.20. December up $1.67, 133.97. August feeder cattle up 212, 162.20. September up 230, 164.82. The August lean hogs up a nickel, 107.40. October up 47 at 93.10. That is a market review for Monday, July 26th. I'm Ken Rogers.